From the rise and progress of religion in the soul, to soul submitting to divine examination, the sincerity of its repentance and faith. Lord God, you search all hearts, and you try the reins of the children of men. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Does not conscience, Lord, testify in your presence that my repentance and faith are such as have been described, or at least that it is my earnest prayer that they may be so? Come, therefore, O Blessed Spirit, who are the author of all grace and consolation, and work this temper more fully in my soul. O represent sin to mine eyes in all of its most odious colors, that I may feel a mortal and irreconcilable hatred to it. O represent the majesty and mercy of the blessed God in such a manner that my heart may be alarmed and that it may be melted. Smite the rock, that the waters may flow, waters of genuine, undissembled, and filial repentance. Convince me of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Show me that I have undone myself, that but my help is found in God alone, in God through Christ, in whom alone he will extend compassion and help to me. According to your peculiar office, take of Christ and show it to me. Show me his power to save. Show me his willingness to exert that power, that my faith may behold him as extended on the cross, with open arms, with a pierced, bleeding side, and so telling me in the most forcible language what room there is in his very heart for me. May I know what it is to have my whole heart subdued by love, so subdued as to be crucified with him, to be dead to sin, and dead to the world, but alive to God through Jesus Christ. In his power and love may I confide. To him may I without any reserve commit my spirit. His image may I bear. His laws may I observe. His service may I pursue. And may I remain through time and eternity a monument of the efficacy of his gospel, and a trophy of his victorious grace. O blessed God, if there be anything wanting towards constituting me a sincere Christian, discover it to me and work it in me. Beat down every false and presumptuous hope, how costly soever that building may have been, which it is thus laid in ruins, and how proud soever I may have been of its vain ornaments. Let me know the worst of my case, be that knowledge ever so distressing, and if there be remaining danger, oh, let my heart be fully sensible of it, sensible while yet there is a remedy. If there be any secret sin yet lurking in my soul, which I have not sincerely renounced, discover it to me, and rend it out of my heart, though it may have shot its roots ever so deep, and have wrapped them all around it, so that every nerve shall be pained by the separation. Tear it away, O Lord, by hand graciously severe, and by degrees, by speedy advances, go on to perfect what is still lacking in my faith. Accomplish in me all the good pleasure of your goodness. Enrich me with all the graces of your Spirit. Form me to the complete image of your dear Son, and then for his sake, come to me and manifest your gracious presence in my soul till it is ripened for that state of glory for which all these operations are intended to prepare it. Amen. of following is from a book called Prayers and Meditations that was compiled in the year 1566 by Henry Bull, a confession of our sins to be used in the morning. O most merciful and loving Father, whose love is infinite, whose mercy endures forever, we, sinful creatures, trusting in your unspeakable goodness and love towards us, appear this morning before your divine majesty, most humbly confessing our manifold sins and innumerable transgressions of your commandments and fatherly will. Against you, O Lord, have we sinned. We acknowledge our offenses. We accuse ourselves to you, and will not hide our unrighteousness. We continually find in ourselves nothing but ignorance of your will, disobedience, mistrust, doubtfulness in your goodness and incredulity, hatred and contempt of all spiritual things, self-love, confidence in ourselves, and fervent lusting after carnal things of this world. And this tree of our corrupt nature brings forth continually in us none other fruits but rotten and unsavory works of the flesh and thoughts, words and doings unto condemnation. Therefore we humbly beseech your fatherly goodness, even for the sake of your Son Jesus Christ, whom you have set forth for a purchaser of mercy to us through faith in his blood. Make our hearts clean, take away our stony hearts, and give us a true and a lively faith, working in us unfeigned repentance and amendment of our sinful life. Have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins for your Son's sake. Certify our consciences of remission of them by your Holy Spirit, by whose operation so mortify in us our old man, the whole body of sin, that we continually dying to sin may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The following prayer is from a book called Prayers and Other Pieces of Thomas Bacon, Chaplain to Archbishop Cranmer, comprising the Flower of Godly Prayers, published by the Parker Society in the year 1844. The Confession of Our Sins to God the Father. I am not able to express, O wretched sinner that I am, how grievously the burden of my sins oppress me. Wherever I turn, whatever I do, speak or think, I perceive such corruption and wickedness, such abomination and uncleanness to reign in me, that it utterly confounds my conscience, and in a manner fetters me with a chain of desperation. No marvel, for my outward man is flesh, earth, ashes, dust, dung, and all that most vile is. My thought and disposition is altogether nothing. Even from my very cradle, my heart is unclean, defiled with most filthy sin, lewd, and unable to be searched for the manifold wickedness of it, but of God alone. My works are abominable and loathsome in the sight of the Most High. Yea, my very righteousness, if any I have, are even as defiled cloth. Again, my inward man has lost its former beauty. Instead of the image of God, it is mercifully deformed with the wicked viscer of wily Satan. In a place of innocency, faith, love, hope, patience, mercy, obedience, goodness, gentleness, liberality, joy, and such are the fruits of the Holy Ghost, there is instead wickedness, unfaithfulness, hatred, desperation, vengeance, covetousness, rebellion, maliciousness, churlishness, unmercifulness, pensiveness of mind and such other damnable works of the flesh are entered into me and wholly possess me, so that whether I consider my outward or inward man, I find myself the bondslave of Satan, the vile dunghill of sin, the miserable debtor of the law, the firebrand of hell, the child of wrath, the vessel of vengeance, the son of perdition, the wandering sheep, the wounded man, an hypocrite, an unprofitable servant, inheritor of everlasting pain, and all that ever anything is, to rid myself of all these most detestable enormities, I am not able to seek remedy at any other man's hand, to buy their merits, prayers, watchings, fastings, and their other works. It is but in vain. Moses cannot heal my diseases, neither the Levite nor the priest can bind up my wounds and make them whole. For vain is the health that is looked for at man's hand. All have sinned, all have gone astray, all owe to that heavenly king 10,000 talents, and are all become abominable. There is not one that does good, no, not one. Ah, who then can be made clean of them that are unclean? Who, being sick, will seek to be made whole of them that are altogether diseased? Who, being weak, will wish to be stayed up by him which for feebleness is not able to stand? Can a man of India change his skin, or the cat of the mountain her spots? No more can they make me good, which are themselves nothing. So, where then shall I flee? To myself, and to mine own righteousness? I am a most damnable sinner, and am myself not able to think a good thought. To the moral law, it wounds, kills, and condemns me. It is a yoke that neither we nor our fathers were ever able to bear. And the creatures, they have not oil enough for themselves. A wretch that I am, destitute and void of all mortal help, shall I despair? Far be it from me. But were there not another manner of doctrine than the doctrine of the law which makes no man perfect? There not another manner of righteousness than is found in myself, or in any other sinful creature? I see none other but plain desperation, death, and damnation. But thanks be unto you, O Heavenly Father, which tendering the health of your creatures, although sinful, so oft as they repent, believe, and study to amend their life, have set forth in your holy scriptures another doctrine, even the doctrine of the gospel, the most sweet, pleasant, and joyful tidings of our salvation, which comforts, cheers, and makes merry weak consciences and sorrowful hearts, and another righteousness, even the righteousness of your well-beloved Son, Jesus Christ, for whose sake you are pleased with man, and for whose innocency and righteousness you freely of your bountiful goodness forgive the sins of so many, as with hearty repentance flee unto your mercy. I therefore, O most merciful Father, stain and comforting my weak conscience with the sweet promises that I find in the holy gospel of your dearly beloved Son, made to all that be faithfully penitent without respect to persons in the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And bold, notwithstanding the multitude of my sins at this present, to come to the throne of your mercy, most humbly beseeching you not to weigh my deserts, not to deal with me according to my merits. For if you should narrowly mark our iniquities, O Lord, who could abide it, which deserve nothing but wrath and damnation? But for the innocency and righteousness of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, whom you have given me to be mine own, and with him all of its merits and good deeds to be through faith, so surely mine, as all I myself had done and wrought them, to forgive me my sins according to your promise, to renew your fatherly love toward me, to receive me into your favor, to make me a vessel of mercy, to number me in the company of your chosen people, and to endue me with your blessed Spirit, which may mortify my carnal affections. Slay old Adam in me, work new and no spiritual and heavenly motions in my heart, and with this holy breath, make me a new and perfect man according to your blessed image. O most loving Father, do not weigh my sins, but remember the most gentle promises. Consider not my evil works, but have respect to the undefiled deeds of your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you have given to be our Redeemer, Savior, Righteousness, Atonement Maker, Satisfaction, and the alone and all holy sufficient sacrifice for all our sins, for his sake, for his innocency and righteousness. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and put away all my unrighteousness for your tender compassion. I have gone astray like a sheep that was lost. Yet, O Lord, for your mercy's sake, seek me, lay me upon your shoulders, and bring me home again to your sheepfold. I've been a lost son. I've rebelliously spent away my goods with the wicked. Yet, for your goodness sake, receive me and take me home again, if not as your son, yet as one of your servants. I am grievously wounded, cannot be helped neither by priest nor Levite. Yet, cast me not away for your tender mercy's sake, but pour wine and oil into my wounds, bind them up, and never leave me till you have made me perfectly whole. So shall I after this be the more circumspect in training my life according to your blessed will, and evermore sing continual praises to your most blessed name. To Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Ghost be all glory and honor, worlds without end. Amen.